William Henry Harrison, from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. William Henry Harrison was the 9th President of the United States. He was born in 1773 into a wealthy plantation-owning family. He studied classics and history at college and then began studying medicine in 1791. In that same year, Harrison switched interests and joined the 1st Infantry of the Regular Army. He headed to the Northwest, where he spent much of his life. Harrison resigned from the Army in 1798 to become Secretary of the Northwest Territory. He used his contacts in the East to get elected to Congress. In 1801 he became Governor of the Indiana Territory, serving 12 years. His prime task as governor was to take over Native American lands. His victory in the Battle of the Thames against Native Americans and the British in 1813 made him a national hero. Thereafter, Harrison returned to civilian life. The Whigs, in need of a national hero, nominated him for president in 1840. He won by a majority of less than 150,000, but swept the Electoral College 234-60. He arrived in Washington in February 1841 and gave the longest inaugural address in American history. It took him nearly 2 hours to read. Harrison died on April 4, 1841 of pneumonia. His 30 days in office is the shortest term of any U.S. president. He was the first president to die in office and the last to be born under British rule, i.e. before the Declaration of Independence. Harrison was also the first president to have his photograph taken. His grandson was the 23rd president, making them the only grandparent-grandchild pair of presidents.